Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode. You're running late this morning. You got sidetracked checking the emails first thing and now you're desperate to get out the door. Your daughter comes running up to you with her brush and hair tie. Mummy, can you do my hair this morning? Sure. You're not very gentle. You pull roughly through the knots and you catch small strands in the hair tie. You know at this moment you should pause and you should just take a breath. But you're already running late. You know you're not being very loving right now, but you just can't help it. You can see your daughter wincing in the mirror and guilt rushes over you again. It's been a crazy day, running from one thing to the next. You've thrown together dinner in such a hurry. You're not even sure you covered the food groups that should be on the plate. Oh, I'll do better tomorrow, you tell yourself. You ask the kids to set the table while you plate up. And while trying to help you, as he can see you're stressed, your son knocks over a glass and it smashes on the floor. A switch goes off, and just like that, you lose it. You are no longer rational. You're yelling at your son to get out of the way before he cuts himself. You're a screaming lunatic. And as you glance up, you suddenly realize that's fear in their eyes, and guilt rushes over you again. You're driving the car to school and your daughter realizes she left her instrument on the floor beside the front door. You haven't got time to turn back and get it. The traffic is shocking this morning. She goes very quiet and silent tears roll down her cheek. The teacher now penalizes the kids when they forget their instruments. You feel bad, but what can you do about it? Pull yourself together. Crying isn't going to fix it. You should be more organized. You should be more responsible. You can hear your voice getting harsher and louder with each statement. And as a result, she cries big, loud, sobbing tears. You know it's not really her fault. It was by the door. You could have picked it up for her and put it in the car. She did her best. She got her bags ready the night before. It was a simple mistake, and you know your response is irrational. You kick yourself as that feeling of guilt rushes over you again. It's time for some honest talk, ladies. We've all done this. We've all snapped at our kids or our partner, although they haven't really done anything wrong. We've all been this crazy person at some point. We've all had those moments where we wished we could have been a better parent. I know, I've been there. But I also know the journey I've been on to change the type of mother I am. It's not easy, but it is necessary if you want to have a relationship with your children as they get older. You can't keep snapping and yelling. You have to make a decision to change your own behavior. Why? Because snapping at your kids is a symptom of something bigger in your life. The real reason you're snapping at your kids is that deep down you're unhappy. When you're living your life without alignment, the symptom is irrational behavior. You know you shouldn't be acting this way or saying that, but you just can't help it. You can't stop yourself. It's like you're floating above, seeing what's going on, and you can't understand why it's happening. When you're not living with alignment in your life, you take it out on yourself with negative self-talk. You beat yourself up every day for not being a better person, for not being a better mother, for not being a better partner. You perpetuate the feelings of guilt. And then doubt starts to creep in. Can I be a better person? Am I worthy? Am I capable? When you're not living with clarity and focus, when you ignore your inner needs, you don't treat yourself well, and you don't treat those you love well either. The real reason you're snapping at your kids, you're unhappy and you're frustrated. While you're striving every day, every day to be there for your family, meeting their every need and their wants, you allow yourself to be sucked into that routine and the errands that you lose sight of who you really are. You lose sight of what you really want. You lose sight of what you really need. You lose your own identity. It happens very gradually over a period of time. You may not have even noticed it happening. But if you find yourself reliving any of the scenarios I've shared, then it's a symptom that you're unhappy. Irrational and inexplicable feelings and behaviors are a symptom that you need to make a change. I know how confronting this feels. I've been there too. A few years ago, I was that irrational woman. I was snapping at the girls and hubby. There were moments that I was that screaming lunatic. But I made a decision to change my life, to show up for myself and my family in a way that makes me feel proud. Now, if I can do it, you can too. So know that it starts and stops with you. So make a decision today that you will start to change the way you behave. Make a decision right now that you will show up better for yourself and for your family. Make a decision that you are ready to move forward. You will be that woman, the mother that you want to be. You just need to find her. How? Making a decision to change is the hardest part. Being aware of how you're behaving and accepting that it needs to change is not easy. But taking action is key. Start by identifying your strengths. What are you good at? Make a list. Put down absolutely everything you can do. Think about running the home, about organizing the family social calendar. Think about how you juggle so much. Write down everything without judgment. Don't start questioning everything you put down. Just get it out there. Once you've finished, get a pretty pen or a highlighter and go through and mark the ones that are your key strengths. If you want some help with this, go to theleaptolead.com/guide and download What Are My Strengths. I've got a worksheet, an assessment that you can work through. When you know your strengths, ask yourself a few questions. How do you want to use your strengths? How do you want your strengths to show up in your life? What will you do differently to use your strengths going forward? And then make a plan. What action will you take to make this a reality for yourself? What goals can you set? What time frame is meaningful to you? When you have the right mindset, your behaviors will follow. It may mean rediscovering your hobbies. It may mean starting your own business. It may mean returning to part-time work. It may mean changing careers altogether. The outcome will be unique to you, but the process to get there is the same. I'll be honest, you can't flick a switch and change all of this overnight. For me, this is a journey that started in 2018, and God knows I'm not perfect. But once you've made a decision to change, you will see that you can pause and take a breath. You can adjust your responses, and you can love your family without snapping at them.